It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? We are studying the book of Jonah, and I would love for you to open your Bibles to Jonah chapter 1. We're going to be reading from verse 15 through 17 in the first chapter, and then the first two verses in chapter 2. So please open your Bibles up to Jonah chapter 1, verse 15, that we can begin the study. I want to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street, and we're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. I'd like to invite you to services. We have Sunday school at 9:30 on Sunday morning. 10:35 is the church service. We have Bible studies in the evening here at the church on Sunday night at 7 o'clock and on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. Also, we have a ladies' Bible study at 1 o'clock on Tuesday afternoon. We love studying the Word of God. And so please come and join us if you can. If you're going to church and you have just a Sunday morning service and would like to join us at one of the Bible studies, why, please feel welcome to come and join us and learn more about the Lord Jesus, again, that we can come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus. It's important that you're in the house of God. Hebrews 10:25 says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the sum of manner is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. The time is getting very short, so please that you look unto the Lord Jesus, be in the house of God, study His precious Word. I'd like for you now to take your Bibles. We're in the book of Jonah again, and chapter 1, verse 15. I hope that you have it in front of you and you can follow along as I read this morning. Jonah chapter 1, beginning to read with verse 15. So they took up Jonah and cast him forth into the sea, and the sea ceased from its raging. Then the men feared the Lord exceedingly and offered a sacrifice unto the Lord and made vows. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. Then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly, and said, I cried by reason of my affliction unto the Lord. He heard me. Out of the belly of Sheol cried I, and thou heardest my voice. Now please, let's go to the Lord in prayer before we start the study today. Father, I thank you that we can come together and enjoy this precious word. I ask that you will guide and lead us as we study. I ask that you'll show each and every one of us what you have for us today. We know that, first of all, Father, that you want us to come to you and be saved. Now, in order to come to you, we meet your Son Jesus at the cross of Calvary, because that's where he died for us. That's where that perfect sacrifice was offered. So I ask, Father, that you will please guide all that are lost, anyone that does not know you as their Lord and Savior. I ask that you will lead them today to the cross. I ask, Father, too, that you will guide and lead us as believers, that we grow in your way and will and become stronger, be wise in your word, that we can walk, that we may be a good testimony, a good witness, that people will see Jesus in us as we walk through this life. So please, Father, guide and lead us now, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We have been studying through the book of Jonah, and as we look, we find that not only did Jonah have a job to do, he was told to arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me, in verse 2, chapter 1. We find then that he fled, he ran away from the presence of the Lord, in verse 3. We know that as we continue through the chapter, that he also jeopardized those men's lives, the sailors, the mariners' lives, and they had to make a decision. Well, Jonah gave them a choice and told them what to do, because they woke Jonah up and said, what's the problem here? And they cast lots. The lot fell upon Jonah, and that was the means of explaining and describing to them that the problem was Jonah. And he told them at that time who he was. He was in verse 9, he said unto them, I am a Hebrew. I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, who hath made the sea and dry land. And then were the men exceedingly afraid. They were afraid because they had heard the word of God now through Jonah, or heard that he was running from the Lord. Oh, my friend, to be running from the Lord is a fearful thing. It not only jeopardizes your life and your soul, but also those that are around you. There's always, you always take somebody with you. Well, he gave them the answer of how to take care of it, and we have that in verse 12. He said to them, "Take me up and cast me forth into the sea, so shall the sea be calm for you. For I know that for my sake this great tempest is upon you." Well, they decided not to do that. They decided to go their own way and do their own thing. And I plead with you and I beg you that you stop doing that today, that this very day you turn unto the Lord Jesus. You realize that He is the only way. Here is the picture we have. The only way to have the sea to be calm was to throw Jonah overboard, that Jonah would die, that Jonah would be cast into the sea, and then the sea would be made calm. But you know, you don't want to listen to me. You don't want to listen to the Word of God. And as you refuse to listen, you try everything you can do to try to work it out yourself. Well, these men did the same thing, and they tried to row and work their way back to the shore, to a safe place, and they couldn't do it. And they ended up that they picked up Jonah, and so they took up Jonah in verse 15 and cast him forth into the sea, and the sea ceased from her raging. She stopped the storm instantly, and it was calm. That affected those men in such a manner that it tells us in the 16th verse, "And the men feared the Lord exceedingly and offered a sacrifice unto the Lord and made vows." That changed them men's lives when they did what God said to do. This prophet Jonah, when he proclaimed what to do, then he knew, he told these men what was to be done. He said, "Pick me up and throw me overboard." Well, you see, we have lifted up the Lord Jesus and put Him on the cross of Calvary for our sin. As these men need to lift up Jonah and throw him overboard, so do we need to come to the cross of Calvary and realize that we were partakers in the cross, in the death, in the hanging of the Lord Jesus upon the cross. We were the reason and the purpose He had to be there is because He had to die for our sins. Now, you need to take part in that. You can't just say, "Yes, I believe it, and yes, I know about it." These men here, they knew that Jonah... They were told that Jonah was to be lifted up and cast overboard, but they didn't do it. And until they did it, until that action was taken, the sea did not quiet itself. The storm did not dissipate. It was there, and just the second that they threw him overboard, the calm was there. It ceased from its raging. Now, that's what's going to happen in your life. As long as you, maybe you know, maybe you've heard me tell you 100 times that you need to come to the cross of Calvary and be saved because you're a sinner and you're lost in your sin, you need to be saved. But until you come to that place where you recognize that condition that you're in, the lost condition, and that you turn to the Lord Jesus and accept His death and be a part of His death, you're just going to be just like these sailors. You know it. You know the answer. You know the way, but you're not taking care of it. I ask you that you take care of it today. Come by faith to Jesus. Now, they threw him overboard. The sea ceased from its raging. They made sacrifices unto the Lord, made vows unto the Lord. The mariners did. Changed their life, didn't it? Now, the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. We talked a little bit last time about how that people today try so hard to find a fish, whether it be a whale or a great fish, that could swallow a man, and that man could live inside the belly of that fish for 3 days and three nights. And if they would find a fish like that, or if someone gives testimony that he was swallowed by a great fish or a whale and lived to tell about it, then undoubtedly this must be true, then. It could be true. Many of you folks just think it's a fish story. There's nothing to it. Well, I plead with you that you don't do that. Because if there's nothing to this fish story, this book of Jonah, this talk about this prophet Jonah, this big, great fish, if you see nothing there other than just a story, just a parable, just an example, if you see nothing here, then you can't see Jesus. So I beg you not to refuse this. I beg you not to look away from this and just take it on as a story and say, "Larry, you're making way too much out of this." I love Jesus. Jesus died on the cross of Calvary for me, and my sins are taken away. I know the calm of the storm because I've come to Jesus. You need to stop your rowing and come to Jesus yourself. So I beg you that you listen, that you pay attention to what we're talking about today. Because if you're waiting for evidence, we spoke as well with Noah and his building of the ark and the survival of the eight souls in the ark at the flood. If you could just find the ark, then that would mean, yes, there was a flood, and yes, the whole world was underwater. Please come by faith to Jesus. We're to come by faith. The Lord Jesus died on the cross of Calvary, sent the Holy Spirit here to convict our hearts and to draw men unto Him. And please that you respond to that drawing and you stop that fighting and you come to Jesus. 3 days and three nights. Now we have a beautiful scripture verse, and we started, if you'll remember, at almost the very beginning of the book of Jonah. I read to you out of Matthew chapter 12, verse 40. Matthew 12, verse 40, for as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. Now again, that whale there means great fish, not a whale. It's a great fish. We also have in the book of Luke chapter 11, verses 29 and 30. Luke chapter 11, verse 29 and 30. When the people were gathered thick together, he began to say, "This is an evil generation. They seek a sign. There shall no sign be given it but the sign of Jonah the prophet. For as Jonah was a sign unto the Ninevites, so shall also the Son of Man be to this generation." Are you listening? Are you paying attention to this precious scripture? Because Jesus himself spoke of Jonah. Spoke of this very verse here in verse 17. And Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. Now, as we look at this scripture verse and continue then to bring it in and tie it into the next two verses, chapter 2, verse 1 and 2, it says, "Then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly. And he said, I cried by reason of my affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me. Out of the belly of Sheol cried I, and thou heardest my voice." Now you may have the word hell there where Sheol is at. We're going to talk about that this morning. And we're going to talk about how that everybody wants to find out if a man could live in a fish 3 days and three nights. If he could somehow survive from the stomach acids, from everything just eating and literally crushing a man's body in a fish that would be big enough to swallow a man. And you're waiting for that testimony. You're waiting for that witness. Your ear would be turned. You know, I do that in church. If I want people to listen, I'll turn my ear forwards. Are you listening? Is that what you're listening for? You want some evidence. You want to see some kind of evidence to know that this is true. Well, my friend, just come by faith to Jesus, and He'll open your eyes to where you can see the truth. Stop looking with your eyes and start feeling and hearing with your heart. Your soul, your heart is in jeopardy. Please that you come to Jesus and be saved. You must trust in Jesus today. Are you waiting for this information to come? And if it would come, well, then that would help you make a decision. Because it would have to be a miracle that God could keep a man alive for 3 days and three nights, and then the fish vomit him out upon the land, and then he went about his ways and did what he was supposed to do in the first place. Oh, that would be a miracle I can't hardly believe. And so I guess I'm waiting for truth. I'm waiting for a witness. I'm waiting for the testimony. Well, the truth of the matter is that Jonah wasn't alive. The truth of the matter is that Jonah died. Now there's a real miracle that you hadn't thought about. Jonah didn't live in the belly of that fish 3 days and three nights while he contemplated what he was supposed to do. Jonah died. Now we have that here in the first two verses, when Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly. That's where he was before he died. When that fish was right there below that ship, again, that was a miracle. We've talked about all the miracles. The miracle of the storm, the miracle of this fish, this great fish, being right there at the time to swallow up Jonah instantly. And so as he's in the belly of this fish, as he's first swallowed by this gigantic fish, he cries unto the Lord. He prays unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly. But then verse 2, it changes, because we go from the word belly, the word stomach, to a hallowed place. And it's the very place that those that are dead go. And that's what we have in the next one in verse 2. And said, I cried by reason of my affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me out of the belly of Sheol, or you may have hell, cried I, and thou heardest my voice. Now, we're going to move over just a few minutes into Luke chapter 16. Because I want to show you this place called Hades. And we're going to read about the rich man and Lazarus. Luke 16, reading from verse 19 through the end of the chapter to verse 31. And I guess as we look at this man Jonah, him being thrown overboard, being swallowed by the fish, and dying. Now we have two places he cries out. One is in verse 1, and that's in the fish's belly when he's still alive. And the second place is in a place we're going to read about here in Luke chapter 16. Please listen. Luke chapter 16, beginning with verse 19. There was a certain rich man, which was clothed in purple and fine linen, and fared sumptuously every day. There was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores, desiring to be fed with the crumbs that fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. It came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels unto Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died, and he was buried. In hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torment, and seeth Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. He cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. Send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his fingers in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime received thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. Besides all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldst send him to me, to my father's house, for I have five brothers, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. Abraham said unto him, They have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, Nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they would repent. And he said to them, If they heard not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. We have an example here. And I hope that you don't slide back to this old thought that this is a parable, because this is two men. We have the name of one is Lazarus, and the other we're just called the rich man. And as we look at this precious example, it is something that really took place. It's not a parable. We look at this man Jonah being swallowed by this great fish. It's not a story. It's not a parable. It's a truth. It's something that took place to give us an example of what was to come, to show us that the power of God. Please that you watch now as we look at between verse 17 of chapter 1 and the first two verses of chapter 2 of Jonah. We have the example of a place where two men, back in Luke, Lazarus and the rich man, when they died and where they went. Now you'll find the place that Lazarus, the place where Lazarus went, was a place described here that, let me read the verses of Scripture to you. In verse 22 in Luke 16, it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. Okay, we have one place. It's called Abraham's bosom. We have another place that is called, and the other man, it just says he was buried, the rich man. But I don't want you to think, because people would think in Jonah here in verse 2, that if he was already in Sheol, in Hades, that he couldn't speak. How could he speak if he was dead? We have the story here, we have this precious example here in Luke 16 with Lazarus and the rich man, of them conversing back and forth. You're awake, your conscience, you're conscious. As your body is laid into the dirt, is laid into that casket, into that concrete tomb. You know, you can buy several different types today. You can buy a casket that is very nice, and then you can buy the concrete vault that it can be either watertight, as airtight as possible, you know, and all these things so that you can preserve the body. But it's just it's prolonging it, going back into dust as it actually is. But your soul goes instantly upon death to a place, depending on whether you know Jesus or not. Now at this time, because Jesus had not lived here on earth, went to the grave and went to the cross of Calvary and died upon that cross, at this time these places were side by side in the center of the earth. Look in verse 2 again. And he cried, I heard me out of the belly of Sheol, cried I, and heardest me. In verse 3, for thou hast cast me into the deep, in the midst of the seas, the floods compassed me about, all the billows of the waves passed over me. As Jonah was thrown into the sea, and the fish swallowed him. The first plea was when he was alive. The second plea was when he was dead. His soul went to Hades, the same place that Lazarus went. A place that's in the center of the earth. A place where those that died before Jesus went to the cross, the place they went to until that time. When Jesus went to the cross, then we'll read some verses of Scripture that talk about what happens then. But you see, the place across, which is a great gulf between, as the Scripture says, in hell, again in Hades, in the center of the earth, he lifted up his eyes, being in torment, and seeth Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. That's in verse 23 of chapter 16 of Luke. Now, a lot of you people think that if a person dies today, immediately, my soul goes into the presence of the Lord Jesus in heaven, because Jesus has went to the cross. But before Jesus went to the cross, before he finished that work, animals, the sacrifices that were offered, and all the things that were given back in Leviticus and Numbers to represent the coming of the Lord Jesus, that was something that was temporary. That was a pardon. But the sins weren't taken away. Now my sins, because Jesus has been to the cross, when I come to Jesus, my sins were taken away completely, as far as the east is from the west. But at this time, before Jesus went to the cross, it was temporary, so there was a temporary home for those souls that believed Jesus. Well, there is also a temporary home for those that do not trust in Jesus. And that place, as we find here in Luke chapter 16, we find that there's a little bit of difference between these two places. We find that in verse 24, he calls out, the rich man does, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. Will you send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am in tormented by the flame. We find that that the flame torments, that it's hot. He just wanted the tip of Lazarus' fingers to cool his tongue. And so we know that one was comforted, because we know that God is comforting Lazarus, that the joy that he has, the comfort that he has. And we find that it tells us concerning the good times and the bad times. And verse 25 tells us, Abraham said, again, listen to this. They're talking back and forth. There's a great gulf between, but they're talking back and forth. And Abraham said, remember that thou in thy lifetime received the good things, but likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted. You see, both places, side by side, with the great gulf fixed between, to where they couldn't pass from side to side, but they could see each other, and they could hear each other, and they could converse back and forth, but no one could pass from one to the other. Now we have Jonah in verse 2, crying out from Hades, from the center of the earth. Not from the same place this rich man is, but the same place that Lazarus at. And he's crying out from there unto the Lord. Verse 1 is when he's in the fish, still alive. Verse 2 is when he is dead and finds himself, his soul in Sheol. His body's still inside that fish. But his soul is in Hades, in the center of the earth. Now, as we look at what this man wanted, he realized some things now. The rich man had all the nice things of the earth and the world, and the Lazarus had none of those. And so he decided that he better change his ways. And so if you can't come over, then please send Lazarus up, because I have five brothers. And I know they'll repent if a dead man would come. Well, we find that Jesus says, if they didn't listen to Moses and the prophets, they will not be persuaded by a man that rose from the dead. Will you listen to the Word of God? We talk about all these things, and a lot of times when we look at what we think is hell, now hell that is prepared for the devil and his angels, there is no one there today. There is no one in hell. Every person that has died, been separated from their soul and body, their body lays in the grave, deteriorating. But their soul went to Hades, the place where this rich man went to. Sheol Hades is what the scripture calls it. And it's a place in the center of the earth held for the lost that are damned, because they have not trusted in Jesus as their Savior. And they will remain there. They'll remain there until the great white throne judgment. Now we have many verses of scripture that we're going to continue to look at what took place. But I want you to understand that when your body goes in that grave, you're not in kind of a sleep mode. But you're very much awake. You very much know what's going on. And these people here knew what was going on between what we would call heaven and hell. But it's actually a place in the center of the earth prepared for those that are lost that never trusted in Jesus, and those that are saved that trusted in Jesus. But before Jesus went to the cross, they could not go to heaven until the first of the resurrection, Jesus, before he went home, completed the work, and went home, and he takes these with him. Now today, and we'll talk about that a little next week, today, the section that the saved went to, Lazarus, Jonah, all the Old Testament prophets, they went into the section in the center of the earth that was prepared for the saved. They're gone. I believe the Scripture tells us, and we've got several verses of Scripture here, that has been emptied out, and they're in the presence of the Lord in heaven right now. But those that are lost, their soul is still there. And it's in torment, and has been, from the time they enter in. Oh, my friend, will you please listen? Will you come to Jesus? Will you trust in Him? Will you learn from this precious little book of Jonah? Will you be saved? My friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?